run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're gummos, and now you know the plot. We're animaniacs. Dog is cute and Yanko yaks. Wacko bats away the snaps while the Clintons play the sax. We're animaniacs. Me, Pinky, and the Brain, who want to rule the universe. Put Babbage Block together, Slappy whacks him with her purse. What he says is Mindy, while relaxing to burst. The writer's script we had was with my father to rehearse. We're animaniacs. We have pay-or-play contracts. We're crazy to the max. There's baloney in our slacks. We're animani, totally insane. Pinky and the Brainy. Animani.
What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. Their laboratory vice, their genes have been spliced. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain.
The dawn of the 20th century, Russian scientist Ivan Pavlov trained animals through his technique of conditioned reflex.
Time to earn your dinner, my little mousy friends.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle, this is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
Excellent, splendid.
Watch you do that dance all day.
No.
You have watched it all day, Pinky. 61 times to be exact. It's a conditioned reflex to that infernal gong. I'm powerless to stop it.
Next.
No. No.
Wonderful. Really keen.
What you doing over there, Ray?
Contemplating your afterlife, Pinky.
Well, good night, my little friends. I hope you dream of cheese.
At last, he's gone. Now we can begin our conquest of the world. Behold my latest creation, Pinky. The Vacuuminator. It uses reverse air pressure to vacuum everything toward it. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Pinky?
Yeah, Blaine, but where are we going to find rubber pants our size?
No, Pinky. We're going to use the Vacuuminator to steal Russia's crown jewels.
No!
Genius, Blaine!
Turn it off, Pinky!
Oh, righto!
Zod!
Woo! Wild hair there, Blaine. I like it.
Now I feel cleansed.
But, Blaine, aren't the crown jewels always guarded by giant Cossacks?
Don't worry about the guards. For tonight, Pinky, at precisely 1 a.m., there's a total lunar eclipse. The Earth's shadow will completely cover the moon, blacking out all of St. Petersburg for a period of 30 seconds. In that brief time, we will sneak past the Tsar's guards under the cover of darkness and steal the crown jewels. For he who controls the jewels controls Mother Russia.
But I thought your mother's name was Desiree.
Soon, Pinky, I will rule Russia. So from now on, call me Tsar.
Right on, Brain. Tsar Brain.
Come along, Pinky. Conquest awaits. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle, this is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
Ha! Oh, That was fun, Zartvane. But let's give it another go, right? Only this time, with feeling.
No, Pinky. Not now. That was unpleasant. There it is, Pinky. The Tsar's winter palace where the crown jewels await. We're off.
We made it inside, Brain.
Tsar Brain.
Tsar Brain?
Yes, Pinky. There are fleeting moments when I even amaze myself.
Who else but me, the Tsar, would think to have an eclipse party? In just a few minutes, it'll be totally dark and scary. Ooh, but don't anyone touch me. I have cooties.
Behold the crown jewels of Mother Russia, Pinky. World conquest will soon be ours.
Now, Brian?
Not yet. Wait for the total eclipse. Complete darkness, Pinky. Start the vacuumonator now. I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
No,
this is my handle, this is my spout.
No,
when I get all steamed up, hear me shout.
No,
tip me over and pour me out.
No.
Eclipse of the moon.
What? The eclipse is over?
No.
What happened, Brain? I mean, Tsar Brain.
We failed again, Pinky. But just wait until tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night, Brain?
What else, Pinky? Try to take over the world.
Chicken Boo, what's the matter with you? You don't act like the other chickens do. You wear a disguise to look like human guys, but you're not a man, you're a Chicken Boo.
Burishnikov, what's it like to be the toast of New York City?
Burishnikov, rumor has it you defected from your country to join the NYC ballet. Is it true?
Rumor also has it you're a giant chicken. Is that true?
How dare you insult the great Burishnikov before his ballet? Away, or I will leap into the air and kick you with my bony toes!
You, a giant chicken. Oh, that's a good one. You are the best dancer I have ever seen.
Thank you.
chicken.
Boo!
Hoot! Please control yourselves. I did not know he was poultry. You are the worst dancer I have ever seen.
You wear a disguise to look like human guys, but you're not a man, you're a chicken boo.
In 1916, the Russian Empire was ruled by Tsar Nicholas II, the last in line of the great leaders, and not so great leaders. But behind the scenes, the evil monk Rasputin was controlling the Tsar with hypnotism. Rasputin forced the Tsar to do whatever he wanted, even the most vile of acts.
I really like Rasputin, cause I don't realize I only like Rasputin, cause I am hypnotized.
Hey!
Why, Rasputin, what are you doing here?
We were discussing my raise, Your Highness.
We were? But I just gave you a raise yesterday.
You want to give me another raise and a puppy?
Yes, yes. Huh? Why, Rasputin, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh,
I want to give you another raise and a puppy.
If you insist, kind Tsar.
By controlling the Tsar, Rasputin had absolute authority over all decisions affecting the Russian government.
I appoint you Secretary of Cheese and you Keeper of the Lint. And as for you, he's my puppy. He likes you. Now take him, party. Bye-bye.
La 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 la. But he's insane.
Tsar, Rasputin is mad. He's ruining the country. You must fire him.
I like him. You have a puppy on your nose.
Yes, it seemed everyone was powerless against Rasputin, until one day...
No, my tooth! My tooth! No, what is taking the royal dentist so long? At last!
If your little tooth is aching and you're low on dough, use the friendly granite dentist, called Dr. Yakko!
Se habla español.
Oh, please, the pain, you must help me.
Now you just relax, don't worry about a thing. Wacko, prep the patient.
Now that's preppy.
Maybe I'll get another dentist.
Don't be nervous, kid.
Dr. Yakko's the most gentle dentist in the whole wide world. It's just a drill that hurts.
Are you sure you're a real dentist?
To be honest with you, dentistry's just a hobby. We're actually professional Shriners.
Oh, come out!
Why? Everyone else is rushing around here. That'll ride them. I just say them. Shriners, halt! Open. Oh, my.
Oh, my, my.
Ooh.
Hold on, humanity.
Go away!
Rasputin.
I changed my mind. I'm fine. See, it doesn't hurt at all.
I'm sorry, Pumpkin, but that tooth has to come out.
We're ready.
Come on, Mr. Scary Monk.
No, no, really. I feel good, honest. Don't take so long. Ow!
We're going to have to deaden the pain with a little anesthesia.
Obscure joke. Talk to your parents.
Wacko, my dental instrument, please. Flat. Ah, here we go. I require the aid of my assistants.
That tooth is really in there.
Let's try the string.
Old-fashioned, but it just might work. On the count of three, pull. Four. I better get the dynamite.
Dynamite?
Ah! Was it something I said?
Ah! Wait up, Mr. Monkman!
We just want to help you.
I'll have the Tsar arrest those dentists and get me another raise. Tsar!
There's the string!
Hold on, I'm going in. I got it! Shriners, halt! A few more than I wanted, but I'm pleased.
What happened? Rasputin, what are you doing here? The last thing I remember was you asking for a raise. I'm sorry, Rasputin. No raise. That's final. What?
I have my eye.
I don't understand you.
I have rock and roll my eye.
Take that tongue with me.
Listen to me, you stupid fire!
How dare you? You're fired! I'll never understand why I kept you around so long. Get out!
No longer capable of hypnotizing the Tsar, Rasputin was banished forever, and the Tsar was free to rule Russia as he darn well pleased.
I can't thank you enough. All of Russia owes you a great debt. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Tsar.
What a nice man.
I see nothing but good things in his future. Of course, I could be wrong.
I will give you bones. Bones. Bones.
I may be ugly, but I'm smart.
It's that time again.
To make bizarre faces?
To encourage children to send us candy?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of Morality. Wheel of Morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number one. And the moral of today's story is... Brush your teeth after every meal. This moral brought to you by the American Dental Association.
That makes me feel all kind of warm and squishy. Either that or I need to wear diapers.
Thank you.
Mother?
Rinse?
Repeat.